Here are 5 tips to help you to understand the Word of God. Now, before I get into that, let me start off by saying that you obviously have to be saved in order to understand the Bible. The Bible says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. You see, when a person gets saved, they're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and he's also known as the Spirit of truth. And the Bible says that the Spirit of truth searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to enlighten us and to teach us the Word of God. And so if a person's not saved, that means they're void of the Holy Spirit and thereby incapable of understanding the Bible. And so if you're doubting your salvation, if you don't know that you're saved, you don't know 100% sure where you're going to go when you die, I want to encourage you to click on the link below in the description to get that settled today. Now, let me give you these 5 tips to help you to understand the Bible. Tip number 1, you have to hear God's word. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, there are various ways you can do this. You can hear the Bible on audio. You can read the Bible out loud yourself. But one of the best ways to hear the word of God is when it's being preached behind the pulpit in a local New Testament church. The Bible says in Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. One of the best ways to understand the Word of God is when you're in a local New Testament church learning from a man of God who's preaching it. And in fact, one of the ministries and responsibilities of a church, one of the ministries of a pastor, is to give believers understanding of the Bible. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11, that he gave some apostles and some prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And later on, it goes on to say that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The Bible clearly tells us that going to church and hearing the preaching of God's word will actually help you to mature and understand the Bible so much the more. Tip number 1, you got to hear God's word. Tip number 2, you have to read God's word. Now, that might seem pretty obvious, but I'm not just referring to just a casual reading of God's word. And in fact, the Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, in order for you to understand the Bible, you have to read the entire book from cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation, Old Testament, New Testament, minor prophets, major prophets, the Gospels, the epistles of Paul, everything. You see, reading not only strengthens the neural pathways in your brain, it actually forms new junctions in your brain's nerve cells that is necessary to transmit information. And so as you're reading the Word of God from Old Testament to New Testament, your brain is making those connections. And the Bible actually says that the Spirit of truth brings back into remembrance the things which we have heard, thereby giving you more understanding of God's Word. Tip number 1, you have to hear God's Word. Tip number 2, you have to read God's Word. Tip number 3 to understand God's Word is that you have to apply it. The Bible says in James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. God gives understanding to those who actually apply God's word. Those who are actually taking the word of God that they're listening to, they take the word of God that they're reading, and they actually put it into practice. The Bible says in Psalm 111, verse number 10, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. If you want to increase your understanding of God's word, it is vital that you put it into practice. It's vital that you obey God's commandments and you take that which you're listening to, that which you're reading, and you actually put some feet to it. Tip number 4, in order to understand God's word, you have to memorize it. The Bible tells us to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You see, in order to gain understanding of God's word, our hearts have to be saturated with Bible content. And that happens as we memorize the word of God and embed it into our hearts. The Bible tells us in Joshua 1:8 that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. God commands us over and over again to meditate upon the Word of God. But in order to do that, you have to memorize it. Now, memorization of the Word of God is very hard work, but the result of memorizing the Bible is very rewarding. And in fact, the Bible tells us when talking of the godly man, it says that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In order for us to understand the Word of God and its deep truths, the deep meanings of God's Word, it's imperative that you memorize the Word of God. You can do it by memorizing whole chapters. And if you want a little diagram on how to do that, you can click on the little link below. That'll give you a systematic approach to memorizing the entire Bible. But if that seems a little too hard, you can start off by just memorizing the Romans Road. That way you kill two birds with one stone. You not only memorize God's Word, but you actually equip yourself to preach the gospel as well. And the last tip that I want to give you in order to understand God's Word is that you have to preach it. You see, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 2, that the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. You see, when we teach God's Word, whether that be to our children, to our spouses, to people in the church, to people that we're discipling, or any individual for that matter, we actually embed the truth of God's Word deeper into our hearts. And in fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, for in doing so, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. When you teach God's Word, you not only benefit the recipient, but you're also benefiting yourself as well. You not only save those who are listening to you from false doctrine, you actually save yourself from false teachings and heresies as well. You embed the Word of God deeper into your heart. So those are five tips to help you to understand God's Word. You have to hear it. You have to read it. You have to apply it. You have to memorize it. And lastly, you have to preach it. God bless and have a great one.